Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Oh, boy. Never thought, last thing in the world I thought I would be doing is saying the late, great Tom Petty. And we lost him, and I'm sad about it. He's a great one. And, you know, folks, I'm proud to say that we've been playing his music a long time on this show. We didn't just take interest in Tom Petty this week. It's him popping up right now. And yesterday he was on the show. I don't know, it was two or three times yesterday. That wasn't some programmed thing. It was just part of the rotation. We don't go very far away from Tom Petty on the show, and so I'm kind of proud of that. And we'll keep telling you about the late great Tom Petty and his great music as long as I'm able to. Among others, we got a bunch of other folks that we pay homage to here on the show as we rock and roll here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I think I did. And that, you know, the show you're listening to, it's just you and me. I want to get back to what I was talking about in the last segment. I was telling you about the concerns I have for the new tax reform that the GOP, the Republicans, and the Trump administration are working on, and they're creating a brand new tax level for small businesses. For as far as I know, there's never been, I may be wrong about this, but I don't think so, there's never been a separate, or at least in my career, there's never been a separate tax level applied to income of S-Corps and LLCs, the small legal entities. All that income, whether it was $100 or $1 million, all that income was always passed through. All that profit, I should say, that a company makes would be passed through and applied to the personal return of the owners, of the shareholders, and you'd pay that, whatever you pay for your personal tax rate, you paid for your business tax rate. Now, I don't have a problem with changing it so that now there really isn't a pass-through anymore. If they make what they're talking about happen, there won't be a pass-through. It'll be taxed at a rate at the company. So the company will pay, and I don't know when you'll pay it, but the company will pay X percent on the income of the company. Then that will be added to your personal return. That's the way they're talking about it now. But here's my problem, a couple of problems. The rate for small business income, the top rate, is 25%, whereas they're reducing the top rate of corporate to 20%. Now, folks, here's what you have to understand. That number, because sometimes you hear them talk about 22% or 23% or 27%, right? The reason they move those numbers around, every time they move the number a basis point even, that's either cuts into or puts money back for the budget. So they're trying to motivate businesses to invest and spend money and hire people and et cetera with this new tax reduction. But if they go too far, they cut too much out of the budget, out of the funds available to fund the government, right? So that's the reason why they move the number back and forth. So if corporate America is at 20%, and small businesses at 25%, that means they've decided they need that extra 5% from small businesses on the top end to fund the government. And I'm saying no. I'm saying don't fund your government on the backs of small business. Make it fair. Make it the same. Whatever corporate America's number is, make a small business's number that. It's a glaring example of the government thinking they're throwing a bone, acting like they're throwing a bone to small businesses by giving us this a tax cut, so to speak. Now, let me say this. I think there will be plenty of people who will save money on the tax reform that they're talking about. I'm not saying there won't be some, but I am saying, though, that if they drop it to 20, it would include a lot more of the smaller small businesses, which is where most of us are. Raising that top number 25% is going to not maximize the tax advantages for a lot of little companies, and I just think it's wrong, and they should not be balancing their budget on the backs of small businesses. Now, let me get to one other point that I mentioned earlier. They've got this other clause in there that says they're not going to let us move. We're not going to let any wealthy individuals recharacterize income and move it around from business to personal or vice versa. As I said earlier, anytime the government starts including the term small business and the term wealthy individual in the same sentence, then that's wrong. So watch out for this. This is a dangerous change, in my opinion. Remember, and see, this is an example of the government thinking that they're trying to act like they're doing us some big favor when they're not doing us as big a favor as they're acting like. For example, Section 179, direct expensing. They make a big deal out of the fact that you can direct expense $500,000. But you and I both know most small business owners never spend anywhere near that kind of money a year. So great. Thank you for all that. But if I can't use it, what have you done for me? So this is, I feel like some of this that they're doing with this reform is giving lip service to small businesses as help. And I'm going to keep them honest from my standpoint, folks. That's what I do here. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.